Okay, today's daf is Erechin daf Lamed Aleph. We're just a few days away from finishing Erechin Bez Hashem. We are holding on daf Lamed Amid Beis, about 12 lines from the end of the page. We're at the two dots. So the Mishnah had said that Lo Yimko Barachot, if you want to be Goel a field or a house rather, we're still in the field. Today we get to a house. If you want to be Goel a field, so you shouldn't sell a field that you have that's also Steachuza, that's at a less convenient location for you, in order to be Goel a field that's at a more convenient location for you. That's Lo Yimko Barachot Vigo Bakarvin. Similarly, you shouldn't sell a field that's of a lesser quality in order to redeem a field that's of a higher quality. Nor should you borrow money to be goel. Nor should you can you be goel half a field at a time. But by hegdish, all bets are off. By hegdish, you're allowed to do all of those things. So says Gemara Minani Mili. How do I know that this is true? That you have all these limitations? Ditan Rabban, because we have a brisa that darshens it from pesukim. Vihisiga yado. The pasuk says that when you are goel a field, first vihisiga yado, you are able to afford it. Yad atzmo shalo yilva viyigal. So from there we see that it's visiga yado. It has to be yad atzmo. You have to be able to afford it independently and not be reliant on borrowing money in order to be able to afford it. Matza prat l'matzoi shalim kar barachok viyigal b'karov. Matza means excluding that which is matzoi, excluding meaning to tell me that you cannot be goel. You cannot sell a field that's further away in order to be goel a field that's close together. We'll have more about that, the matzah matzah, in a few moments. Birav yigal biyafen, and also you can't sell a field that's a lesser quality in order to be goel a higher quality field. Kidei geula, so pasuk says, kidei geula hu goel veinu goel achatzan. You can only be goel if you're going to be goel a full kidei geula. You're going to be able to afford the full price of the geula, but you can't be goel half a field at a time. So, frankly, Gemara the Memra de matza hashtamashma. Wait a second, does matza mean something that's current? That the Gemara just darshened umatza prat lematzui, that it has to be something that's current. That uraminu umatza prat lemamtziatzmo. Elsewhere, we have darshened the exact opposite. We say umatza means excluding someone who's mamtziatzmo, who shows up later. Mikan amar Rabbi Lazar. If, let's say, a person is chopping wood and the handle flies off the axe or the whatever it is, that's what the pasuk speaks of, right? The pasuk says that Asher Yavos Esrei Ehu Bayar Lachtov Eitzim V'Nidche Yado V'Garzel Lichros Ha'Eitz. Someone is chopping wood with an axe. V'Nashal Abarzel Min Ha'Eitz, and the iron comes off of the axe. The blade comes off of the axe. U'Matza Esrei Ehu, and the blade flies into another person. V'Mase, so that person dies. So then the person who killed by accident could run to an ir miklat. So we darshin im mishiyatza even mitachas yada hotzi alas rosha v'kibla pater, that if the person wasn't there at the time that I was swinging the axe, I swung the axe and then the blade started to fly and he showed up afterwards. He walked into the blade, so then the person who killed him is going to be pater from going to an ir miklat. Alma matza midi diise meikara mashma. Sounds like matzah has to be something that was there the whole time, not something that just became currently there. So how can we darshan the opposite? In our drasha, we're saying matzah means something that's currently there, as opposed to meaning the siga yado matzah means that you first came into the money now, and we're darshaning that it can't be something money that you've had the whole time in the form of another field that's also steyachuza that you had the entire time. You just didn't think of selling it until this point. No, you're not allowed to do that. Matzah has to be some new money, some found money. So which is it? What's the connotation of the word matzah? It all depends on context. Over here, we're saying it in the context of yisiga yado, that he comes into money, that now he can afford something. So matzah also means that something new came up. Now he came up with some property or some money that he's able to afford to be goel his other property, as opposed to if he had something, excluding a case where he had something the entire time that just happened to be of lesser quality or further away. Excuse me. And by the person who kills b'shogeg, it has to be similar to a yar. My yar milsa diyisei meikara, av matzah milsa diyisei meikara. Just like a yar is something that was there from the outset, so to matzah means something that was there from the outset. And if the person just shows up later and walks into the axe blade, then you're going to be pater from going to the irmiklat. Fine. Then the Mishnah said, behegdish, but by hegdish, none of these things apply. By hegdish, all these halachos are irrelevant. You're allowed to be goel from hegdish. With selling berachok and with selling berah, etc., and bechatzan, all of the rest. So minani mili, how do I know this is true? The Tanur Rabbanan, we have a brisa vimgal yigael melamit shalov vigal vigal lechatzan. So we see from there that you could even borrow money to be goel, and you could be goel lechatzan. You could be goel even half a field at a time from hegdish. Now, interesting, the Gemara doesn't darshan the rest of the halachas. The Tosfos and Maseches Kiddushin and Daf Chaf points out that the Mishnah had said, "Layubka Barachal Gvigal Bakaro Barav Vigal Biyafav Lo Yilvav Yigav Lo Yigal Bechatzan," and Behegdish, all of it is mutter, and that's the Chomer Behegdim Mi Behegdish. Sounds like Behegdish is mutter even Limka Barachal Ken to Bigal Bakarov Limka Barah Ligal Biyafa. Doesn't say that over here. Gemara doesn't have a drasha for that. So Tosfos Rash says that once we learn from the Torah that Behegdish you could be Lova Vigoel, so Kolshkin that you could be Mocher that which you already have in order to be Goel. If you're even allowed to borrow money to be Goel, so it's a Kavl Chomer that you could sell that which you have in order to be Goel. So that all those halachos are true, and this one pasuk is enough to teach me all these halachos. Amr Reb Shimon Matam, so Reb Shimon says, why is this true? Why are you allowed to do this by Hegdish? Lefi Shemetzinu b'mocher steachuza sheyafa kocho, because we find that by mocher steachuza we give him a little extra koach, we give him the upper hand, shemigia yovav lo nigala chazeres lebailim biyovel, that if a person sells steachuza and Yovel comes and no one has redeemed it, so then it goes back to the Bailam at Yovel. Yet we find we do not allow him to borrow money to be Gol, to be Gol Lechatzan. So in order to even things out, when it comes to someone who's Makdish a field, halacha is if Yovel comes and he wasn't Goel it, it goes to the Kohanim, so Yavakocha, we have to give him the upper hand in a certain sense, Shalov Gol Vigol Lechatzan, and give him the right to borrow money and be Goel and to be Gol Lechatzan. Tani chad alav v'gal v'gal l'chatzan, v'tani idach ein alav v'gal v'ein v'gal l'chatzan. We have a stira between two braises. One says you could borrow money to be goel, and you could be goel even half a field at a time. The other one says you can't. So it's a stira. Lo kasha harabat v'arev shim. It's not a stira. It's a machlokas tanoim. Very often things aren't a stira. They're simply machlokas rabbanan and Rabbi Shimon. Now, what are these braises about? We just spoke about when you were mocher sadeh. So then the halacha is you're not allowed to be lov v'gal v'gal l'chatzan. So is this teaching us a din that there's a Tana that holds you are? Or are we talking about Makdish? When we said that you're Makdish Hasada, we said you are allowed to be loved by Gol Golchatzan. And this, one of these brises is teaching us that there's a Shita that holds that you're not even allowed by Makdish. So Rashi says, B'Makdish Te'achuza. Now we're talking about a case of Makdish Te'achuza. And the point is that even though we had said previously that you're allowed to be a love of a gol v'gol, that's only the shita of Rabbi Shimon. But the Rabbanan would disagree. So our Mishnah, which said that you're allowed to be love of a gol v'gol by Makdish, is only going like a das yachad of Rabbi Shimon. But the Rabbanan disagree with that. The Rabbanan would say you're not allowed to be love of a gol v'gol. Tosos has a problem with that because it turns out that a Stam Mishnah is like Rabbi Shimon and not like the Chamim, and that's not good. We always want the Stam Mishnah to be going like the Rabbim, to be going like the Shita of the Chachamim. So Tosfos says, no, they're talking about if you sell a bayis bebatei arichoma. But if you makdish te'achuza, there's no machlokas. Everyone would agree you're love v'gol v'gol l'chatzan. If you sell a bayis bebatei arichoma, that's where we have a machlokas, whether you could be love v'gol l'chatzan. The Rambam, in Hilchos Shemitah v'Yovel, Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Beis, the Rambam writes that when it comes to being goel abayis mibatei arichoma, that lo yilvav yigal v'lo yigal l'chatzayin, that a person should not borrow money to be goel abayis mibatei arichoma, which is a sugya that's coming up next, nor should you be goel l'chatzayin. And the Kes Mishnah and the Radvaz explain that the Rambam paskins like the Chachamim based on Tosus' reading of the Gemara, that Tosus understands that the steer between these two brises is about batei arichoma, and Tosus understands that it's the Shita of the Chachamim that says that one may not be love of gol, v'gol l'chatzayin, when one is makdish batei arei choma. So when one sells batei arei choma. So he's passing like the sheet of the Chachamim in Tosus's reading of the Gemara. Okay, now let's discuss batei arei choma. Says the Mishnah, Hamokhar bayis b'batei arei choma. If a person sells a house in a city, in a walled city, hareza gol miyad v'gol kol shnei masur chodesh. You're allowed to be gold the field right away, not the field, the house right away. You can buy it back right away, or you could buy it back any time within the first 12 months. Hareza kemin ribis veino ribis. And strangely, this looks a little like ribis, but it's not really ribis. Why does it look a little like ribis? Because when I give him back the money that he paid me for the house, he gives me back the house. So it turns out that, let's say 6 months after I sell it, I buy it back from him for the exact same price. It turns out that he used the house for 6 months for free. So it's like ribis, because I had all that money to use, and he was using the house for 6 months. So it's as if I paid him the use of the house for the time value of money, for being able to hold on to that money. And ribis is recognizing the time value of money. That's the definition of ribis. So it's like ribis, but it's a kind of approved form of ribis that the Torah allows. Meis hamocher Yigal Beno. If the Mocher dies, so the son could be gold of the field. Meis HaLokeach, Yigal Miad Beno. If the Lokeach dies, so you could be gold of the field from his son. Ein Mon Shana El Mishah Shemachar. You can only count the year from the time that he sold the field. Shenemar Ad Melos Lo Shana. Pasuk says, when he fills 1 year. Kishuomer Tamimas, then when it says Tamima, so what does that come to teach me? I already know that you don't count the year based on the calendar. You count the, meaning based on when Rosh Hashanah is going to be, you count the year based on 1 year from today's date. So what does Tamima come to teach me? Lahavi Es Chodesh Ibur. To include that if it's a leap year, so then it's not 12 months later, it's you have 13 months during which you could buy back the field. Rebbe Omer Litan Lo Shana Vi Ibura. Rebbe says, no, it's not to tell me that you get a 13th month, it's to tell me that we go by the solar year, that you get 11 days past the calendar day to the following the calendar day of the solar year. Higia yom shemasu chodesh v'lo nikla. Now if the 12 months pass and you have not yet redeemed your bayis b'batei arei choma, then the field stays in the possession of the lokeach forever. And it doesn't have to be a lokeach. Even if you gave it as a matana, the same thing is going to apply. It will remain in his possession forever. You don't even get it back at Yovel. It's done. So bayis batei arei choma is a very special halacha that you have 1 year to redeem it. If you do not redeem within that 1 year, you lose it forever. So the Sfasemes writes that this whole din of mechiras bayis batei arei choma, and this is quite a chiddush, she says, is knowing only when you are mocher beis achuzaso, but that which you buy from somebody else, then there wouldn't be, and then you sell it, if it's a bayis batei arei choma that you bought from somebody else, then you sold, would not be a din, would not have a din of bayis batei arei choma. So you say, of course, it's obvious, because if I buy it from somebody else, it could still be chalut on me, someone might take it away from me. Now, Sfasema says, let's say it's already chalut, I bought it from somebody else over a year ago, he never redeemed it. Now it's mine, now it's going to stay in my family, nevertheless, this whole din wouldn't apply. We'll see, maybe later in the Gemara, what may have led the Sfasemes to that chiddush, but that is the statement of the Sfasemes. Milchas Chinuch has the following suffix. What if a person sells a bayis batei arei choma and then the house burns down? So the plot of land is still there, but there's no house there. But a plot of land doesn't follow rules of bayis batei arei choma. A plot of land follows rules of stei achuza. So what rules do we follow now? He bought it as a house. Do we follow shas mechira, where he buys it as a house, and therefore for a full year the guy could still be goel it, and if he's not, then it becomes chalut, it remains in the lokeach's possession forever? Or do you say, no, right now it's not a bayis, it's a sada. So its din should be like a din of stei achuza, that it's negelas li'olam, and it's yotzei b'yovel. You could always be goel it, and it could be, and it does go back at Yovel. And also, if let's say it grows grain or becomes state tavua within the year, do we say that you have a 2 year time period like a sada that you're not allowed to redeem it, like mocher steachusa that it's only after 2 years that you're allowed to redeem it? So Minchas Chinuch isn't sure about all these things. What defines the din of bayis versus the din of sada? Is it the time of the sale or is it the time of the pidyon? Whenever it may have, whatever it may be now, we follow what it is now. Okay. Now the Mishnah's line about Hareza Ribis Ve'eno Ribis, it's Kamin Ribis Ve'eno Ribis. So some of the Achronim are confused as to why the Mishnah would say it's Kamin Ribis Ve'eno Ribis. Obviously it's Mutter, meaning that's the din in the Torah. So the Tiferes Tzion suggests that what the Tana is trying to let us know is that if you want to be Machmir Alatzmo, you could subtract from the sale price the amount of money that would have been the rental for the amount of time the guy was in the field, and then it won't even be Srach Ribis. That it's a viable chumrah for a person to be machmir al atzmo. That's what he suggests. Okay, there's also a discussion. The Gemara in Kiddushin is not sure. It's actually a Gemara. The Gemara in Kiddushin Chaf Alef Amud Aleph is not sure whether there's a din by Bati Arichoma of Geula al Yidei Krovim. By Steachuzi, you have such a din that the Krovim could be Gaul. But by Bati Arichoma, is it only the person himself, or is there a din of Geula al Yidei Krovim as well? Abnei Nezer just asked the Kasha, what kind of suffix is that? If it's Efshar to be Gaul, Bati Arichoma, be Krovim, then what's the Chiddush of the Mishnah that if the man dies, his son can be Gaul? Obviously, even if the man doesn't die, his son can be gavel the field. So what's the great chiddush of Geula de Krovim? So the Avnei Nezer suggests, what's the great chiddush of the ben being gavel if there is even a din of Geula de Krovim? So the Avnei Nezer suggests that maybe the Mishnah is coming to tell me that the ben could be podas de aviv, that he gets Yerusha, betoras Yerusha, and he could be poda with the father's money without the din of Geula's Krovim, meaning that Kamina would be that a bechor is notel pishnayim. The achim are notel chelek. Ben and a bas b'makom. The bas doesn't have Yerusha b'makom ben. You'd have all of these halachos. Whereas if you're doing gulas krovim with your own money, so then you get the field and it's all yours. As opposed to if you're doing a b'toras Yerusha, it would have to be split along the lines of Yerusha. So maybe this has nothing to do with gulas krovim. This is a completely separate din of a ben being goal of field b'toras Yerusha after his father passed away. Okay, says the Gemara, Masisin Zalok Rebbe, our Mishnah seems to be against Rebbe. Titania, Rebbe Yomer, Yamim Ein Yamim, Pachos Mishnayim. That our Mishnah said you could be gold the field right away, the house right away. As soon as you sell it, you could be golded. No, Rebbe says you need to have at least 2 days where the person who bought it gets to keep the house. V'Rabbanan, Hay Yamim Ayavdile. What do the Rabbanan do with the word Yamim? With the word Yamim, they obviously don't darshan that you have 2 days where he gets to keep the house. So Mibayile Miyom Liyom. They darshan that has to be a full year Miyom Liyom. V'Rebbe Miyom Liyom in Ale. Where does Rebbe know Miyom Liyom? Nafkli Miatom Shnas Mimkaro. He learns it from Atom Shnas Mimkaro. The Rabbanan say no. Homi Bayle Shnas Mimkaro Shalom V'lo Shnas Shel Mininolam. That I would need that. I need that to teach me that it's not. We don't go by the Mininolam. We go by his year, by the date that he sold it. So the Yamim Yibayiluhul Me'es La'es, and Yamim I need to tell me Me'es La'es, meaning Shas Mimkar Shalom V'lo Shas Mininolam is Miyom Liyom, meaning we're saying yes, I do need that to teach me Miyom Liyom Enochinami, you're right, I use Yamim to teach me, not Miyom Liyom but Me'es La'es, that let's say it was 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Chaf Shvat of Tavshinayin Beis, so it's going to be 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Chaf Shvat Tavshinayin Gimel, that's the deadline to get the field back. Had we only had Atom Shnas Mimkaro, I would say, yes, I know that you go by the calendar day 1 year later on the calendar, but I would not know that you would have to go by the time of day as well. So, where does Rebbe know that you need to go by the time of day? If he already uses Yamim to teach me that there are 2 days that the Lokeach has to be able to keep the field, so Nafkalemi Tmima, he learns it from Tmima. The Rabbanan need Tamima to teach me that you get the extra Adar and you get an extra month in an Uber Yar to redeem the field. Doesn't Rebbe need the pasuk also teach me Libura? Yeah, Rebbe would learn both Miyom Liyom and Me'es Leis from the same pasuk, from Atom Shnas Memkaro, that it means that the full year that passes by, that he can learn it all from the same. He could learn it all from the same pasuk. Now, the way I translate Meis Leis is the way Rashi translates Meis Leis. That Meis Leis means the same time of day in the following year on the calendar day. That it's, if it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon, it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon. The Merkavas HaMishnah and the Or Gadol, however, explain that the Rambam doesn't learn it like that. That the Rambam never says anything about Mishal Lashav. So the Rambam must understand that Meis Leis comes to the Rabbos that you could be goel in the entire Yom Achron Shal Hashana. The Meis Leis means the entire last day, that you don't say that as soon as that, meaning let's say as soon as the calendar day the next year arrives, that that it's already too late. No, you say that you have the full day on which the anniversary arrives. So that's how the Rambam sends Me'es Leis, but not that we actually look at the clock and try to figure out the time of day that it happens. So a little bit different than the way Rashi understands it. Okay, Hareza Kamin Ribbis. The Mishnah had this odd line where it says it's like Ribbis, but it's not really Ribbis. Vatanya Hareza Ribbis Kamura El Shatari Tiraso. It's interesting. Our Mishnah says it's not real Ribbis, so it looks like Ribbis, but it's not. We have a Braisa that says it is real Ribbis, but the Torah is matir it. Either way, it's mutter and it somehow smacks of ribbis, but what kind of ribbis does it smack of? Does it smack of real ribbis or just a little bit of ribbis? So I'm Rabbi Yochanan lo kasha. HaRabbi Yudah v'Rabbanan. It's machlokes. Because Rabbi Yudah and the Rabbanan to Tanya, HaResha Yinosha B'chaveh Raman Avasal Sadeh Mecher. Let's say I borrow $100 from you, and as in return I give you my field as a mashkon. We call it mecher over here, but really it's a mashkon. Bizmansha mocher achol peros mutter. So if the borrower is eating the peros from the field, even though you're in possession of the field, but I, the borrower, am eating the payers from the field, that's mutter, it's not ribbis at all, because the field is going to be the payment, and that's fine. Lokeach ochel peros aser, but if lokeach eats the peros, then it's going to be aser, because if I pay you back the money, you're going to give me back the field, but it turns out, not only did I pay you back the money, I also paid you the peros that you ate the entire time. So that's ribbis. Rabbi Yudah Amar af bezman shel lokeach ochel peros mutter. Rabbi Yudah says, no, that's mutter, it's not ribbis. So they're arguing about this halacha is something like this, a deal like this, where it might be ribbis. Let's say you keep the field, and I never pay you back the money, and you keep the field. Then it's not going to be ribbis, because then it just turns out I paid you the field when I originally borrowed the money. I paid you the field. It was an exchange. It was a sale. I took the money. You took the field. That's not ribbis now that you ate the peros. It's only if I pay you back the money and you give me back the field that it's going to be ribbis. So Rabbi Yudol, that's not really ribbis. Amar Rabbi Dumaisa Bitos Benzon Shasas Deo Mechar Alpi Rav Lozer Ben Azaria Vlokeh Chochel Peros. Yeah, it says we had a maisa that happened like this. It was a case of lokeach ochel peros, and it was fine. They had no problem with it. Armalomi sham raya mocher ochel peros. I have lo lokeach. Says no, you got the story wrong. It was a mocher ochel peros in that case. It was not a lokeach ochel peros. So my benai, what are they arguing about? What is the machlokas in this case? They argue about a deal where there are two possible outcomes, one of which would be a ribbis problem, the other one would not be a ribbis problem. Right? In this case, I borrowed money from you, I gave you my field as a mashkon, you are eating the peros in the interim. If it turns out that I never pay you back the money and you just take the field, that's no ribbis. You gave me money, I gave you a field, that's fine. But if it turns out that I do pay you back the money and you have to return the field back to me, then we have a ribbis problem, because then you had the peros in addition to the money that you got paid back. So that's what we call tzad echad b'ribbis, that one of the possible eventualities would be a problem of ribbis. So that's what they're arguing about. Tanakam suffered tzad echad b'ribbis aser, v'ribbita suffered tzad echad b'ribbis mutter. Tanakam would hold tzad echad b'ribbis is aser. Rabbi Yehuda holds tzad echad b'ribbis is mutter. So over here also, it's a tzad echad b'ribbis case. When you sell a bayis b'batei arichoma, so it's tzad echad b'ribbis, because the person who bought the house is enjoying the use of the house for a period of time, but I'm going to return the money and I'm going to get the house back, so that would be a ribbis problem. If I don't return the money, the year goes by and I don't do anything, so fine, I sold him a house, so that's not a ribbis problem at all. That is exactly tzad echad b'ribbis. So that's the machlokas. Rava Amar, Rava says, no, that's not the machlokas. To kuli alma tzad echad b'ribbis, aser. everyone would agree that if it was a situation of Sadech HaBaribis, that would be Aser. V'hacha B'ribis Al-Manasta Hachzir Ikabinayu. Over here, it's a situation of Ribis Al-Manasta Hachzir. If you look at Rashi, Rashi explains, the Kuliyam Sadech HaBaribis Ki Agavna Aser Hol Meikar B'Torah Salvas Liyadeh, that in, it was viewed as a loan in the first place, so everyone would agree that that's Aser. Rabbi Yehuda de Kashari B'hachi Askinan. When Rabbi Yehuda was matir in the case where I borrowed money and I gave you my field as a mashko and you were eating the payrolls from the field, and he had no problem with that. He was talking in the case shehistu mitchila she megalena hamocher betok shalosh shiachzol lokeach adamim miperos shaachal. That the deal was that if I give you back the money, you'll give me back the payrolls that you ate from the field. Uberibis almanas lahachzir pligi. That's the machlokas. You're going to give it back. That's the question. Is that ribis? If you're taking what might be ribis, but you're going to pay it back, should it turn out to be a problem of ribis, you're going to pay it back. Is that a problem of ribis? Amar savra aser, umar savra mutar. So that's what they're arguing about. Our Tana holds even sadechad. It's not even it's bitoris mecher, and therefore it's totally fine. Tana the Braisa holds that it's still going to come lide ribis, and sadechad ribis is ribis gemura. The whole machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan is only when it's ribis almanas lahachzir. Fine. So so tying it back in, the machlokes between the Tana of our Mishnah, which said our case isn't real ribis, and the Tana of the Braisa, which said that our case of Bater Rechama is real ribis, is that the Tana of the Braisa, that the Tana of our Mishnah held, Tzad Echa, it's not even, it doesn't even count as Tzad Echa Bribis. I sold you something. There happens to be a din, I could be Goel. But that's not Tzad Echa Bribis, I sold you something. Whereas the Tana of the Braisa views it as Tzad Echa Bribis, and Kuliyam Loplegi, that Tzad Echa Bribis is in fact a problem. So that's the Nekudas HaMachlokas between the Tana of the Mishnah and the Tana of the Braisa, based on Rava's understanding that there is no machlokas ribidan rabbanan about tzad echad ribis. That once you have labeled something as tzad echad ribis, it would vaday be a problem of ribis. Fine. Meis hamocher yigal beno. The Mishnah said that if the mocher dies, his son can be goal of the field. So saying more pshita. Of course he can. Why not? I might have thought that we're dafka makbe that it be the ish that is the mocher. That's why it says generally vaisugulaso, anyone could be goel. If the lokeach dies, you could be goel it from his son within the year. So pshita, that's also obvious. No, pasuk says that you could redeem it from the one who was kona, and this guy was not kona. Therefore comes tell me v'haisa gulaso mikal makom, that it could be as gula mikal makom, and in any situation, ainman meaning from anybody, even from his son. Ainman lo shanel mishas shemachar. We only count the year from that calendar day 1 year later. We don't do it based on when it's going to turn into tafshinayin gimel. We do it based on the calendar date. So tan rabbanan shana eni yodeim shanel rishonim shanel sheni. When we say shana, we're not sure how to count the year based on the mocher or based on the lokeach. Meaning, what if Reuven sells his bias bebatei recham to Shimon, and then Shimon turns around and sells it to Levi? So, do you get a year from the sale of Shimon to Levi, or only a year from the sale of Reuven to Shimon? So, kshuomer an los lo shana tmima, havi shana rishon. It says an los lo shana tmima, one full year for him. It's got to be for the first guy, for Reuven. So the Michalut, who gets to keep it after the year is over? Does Shimon get to keep it, or does Levi get to keep it? So Rabbi Lazar Amar LeRishon Chalut. Rabbi Lazar says Shimon gets to keep it. Rabbi Yochanan Amar LeSheni Chalut. Rabbi Yochanan says no, Levi gets to keep it. So Bishon Rabbi Lazar Delididei Kambaninan. I understand why Shimon would be able to get to keep it. That makes sense because we're counting the year based on when he bought the field. So it makes sense that he should be able to keep the field when that year is up. El Rabbi Yochanan might. But why would Rabbi Yochanan say that Levi gets to keep it? It could be 3 days after he bought it. Now he's going to get to keep it forever. Some Rabbi Abbar Mamul, Ma Machal Rishon Lasheni, calls the Chuz, Shetav Liyado. Yes, that's exactly the point. What do you think? Shimon sold to Levi. Shimon sells to Levi, and he's a Chuz that he has in the field. Just like Shimon, after 12 months are up, would be able to keep the field for himself. That's what he sold to Levi. That once that time is up, Levi has the right to keep the field for himself. Rashash raises the following suffix. What if You have the following: can the first lokeach be poda bal karcho of the second lokeach within the first year of the first lokeach buying the field? Meaning Shimon, within 12 months of Shimon buying the field from Reuven, can Shimon be poda the field from Levi? We know Reuven can be poda from Levi because it's a year since Reuven sold the field. Does Shimon have that right as well? The issue is: do we say mamach larishon l'sheni kol zchus shetav liyado? So he doesn't have that zchus to force the lokeach sheni to give him his geula. So the Olah Shlomo says that it's pashut that he cannot be goel miyad sheni, that Shimon cannot be goel miyad levi, because the whole din of geulas batei arichoma was only said by mechiras batei arichoma. When Shimon sold it to Levi, it wasn't his achuza, it wasn't his batei arichoma that from his family. It was just like a bayis mikna, I guess he would call it, that which he purchased, but not that which is in his family. Okay. The Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Mamal, another halacha. Machar shnei batei arichoma, echad b'chamishas ba'adar rishon, v'echad b'echad ba'adar hasheni. What if there are two adars that year, and you sell two batei arichoma, one of them on the 15th day of Adar Rishon, and then 2 weeks later on the first day of Adar Sheni, you sell a second one, and then the following year there's only one adar. So it turns out funny. Zesh marchal ba'adar hasheni, the one that he sold later in the second adar, kivin shigei yomachar ba'adar shoshana ba'al. As soon as Rosh Chodesh Adar comes the following year, so good, then his full year is up, and you could be the Geula time is up. But the one that was sold 2 weeks earlier, since there's only one Adar the following year, you're going to have two weeks later to redeem it. So you get a whole extra month out of that one. You get 2 weeks later to redeem it. So it comes out that it works out backwards. We have a very similar idea in Shulchan Aruch writes in Archaim Siman Nun Hey Sif Yud Im Nar Echa Nolad Bechavtas La'Adar Rishon Mishanu Beres. You have one boy that's born the 29th day of Adar Rishon in a leap year, and Nar Echa Nolad Ba'Adar Sheni Be'Achadbo, another boy that's born on the first day of Adar Sheni Ushnas Yud Gimelena Mu Beres, and the year of the Bar Mitzvah is not a leap year. So Osu Shnol Bechavtas La'Adar Rishon Sarachantan Bechavtas La'Adar Bishnas Yud Gimel Yos Ben Yud Gimel Shana. The Bar Mitzvah of the older boy is going to be almost a full month later than the bar mitzvah of the younger boy. That's just the way it works out. There is such a halacha. Okay, so says the Gemara, Mask Ravina, V'lemele anak hadim shachinur mikama didach. Why can't he say, come on, I'm the one that lit the fire before you, I was here first. So Mishum Darmalei, at nachas libur, he says, yeah, well, that's the law of a leap year. Too bad, that's just the way leap years work out. V'amar Rabiab bar mamel, similar halacha, noldu lo shnei t'la'im. Let's say a person has two tla'im, two sheep, born into his flock, and they're both becharos, and normally the halacha is that you're not allowed to bring it petoch shnaso, so it said tochlenu shana b'shana, so echad b'chamisha asar shal adar rishon, ve'echad b'echad ba'adar asheni, so zesh shenol ba'adar asheni, kivin shiyir yom echad ba'adar shal shana haba, os l'shana, zesh shenol b'chamisha asar ba'adar rishon, os l'shana, ad chamisha asar ba'adar shal shana haba. Same din, that if the following year is not a leap year, the one that was born later has a birthday before the one that was born earlier. Why can't one of them say, the one that was born earlier, say, come on, I was eating vegetables before you, meaning I'm older than you, why does your birthday come first? So because he could say back to him, there was a leap year, these are the laws of the leap year. We just had that same halacha, what difference does it make? Batei Rechoma, Becharos, we get it. Bar Mitzvah, say it however you want. We understand that if there are two others 1 year, one other the next year, things will turn out funny. Why do you have to say it twice? Says Mar Maldatei Masam Dachsiv Tamima, Hachadol Ksiv Tamima Lo. I might have thought that was a special din in Batei Rechoma, where the Torah Dafka used the word Tamima, but not by sheep. Kamash Malan, the Shana Me'adadi Gamris. Therefore, we learn that we learn Shana Me'adadi. We learn Shana, one from the other, which is interesting. So I need a limud, or do we say no? Once I learn it in a couple of places, now it's like we understand that it's in Kala Torah Kula, that for every halacha we're going to follow this pattern. What else would you say? What else would would the halacha be? You can make artificially one's birthday, one year end, just a day earlier than the other one, and on a random date. So I don't know what the other option would have been. I don't know what the other possibility would have been. The Or Sameach raises the following suffix, very interesting suffix. Reuven sells a field at the end of Adar Rishon to Shimon, and then Shimon turns around and sells it to Levi at the beginning of Adar Sheni. And then a year passes, and it's the next year is only one Adar, and it turns out that it's been a year since Shimon sold it to Levi, but it has not yet been a year since Reuven sold it to Shimon, even though Reuven sold it to Shimon a little bit earlier. So he says in this situation, the first mocher could certainly be goel the field during that extended period of time, even though it's been a year since Shimon sold it to Levi. He says, what happens if the mocher hasheni, which is the lokeach harishon, meaning if Shimon, can he still be goel the field? Even though his Rosh Chodesh Adar already passed, do we say it's as if the Shana Shlema has passed and therefore he lost it? Or do we say, no, it's still within the year from the first sale, so it can't be that he loses out on that possibility. That's the suffix of the Arsabi. That's assuming he's able to be goel the field at all. It's not so much that he has any right to be goel the field. Okay, Geshu Omer Tamima, Rebbe Omer Litin Shnas Ibura. So Tamima comes to tell me that you get the extra month of a Shnas Ibura. So Tan Rabban Shana Tamima. Rebbe's the one that said that you count a solar year. So Shana Tamim, Rebbe Omer Mona Shalosh Meos Veshishim Chamisha Yamim Kaminim Mosachama. You count a solar year. V'Chamam Omer Mona Shnei Masor Chodesh Miyom Liyom Nesaber Lo. You count a lunar year, and if it happens to be an extra month that year, so you get 13 months instead of 12 months. Higi Yom Shnei Masor Chodesh V'Lo Nigal. What if 12 months pass and they weren't goel the field? So then it's Chaluta. Then it remains in the possession of the Lekech forever. So Tan Rabban. L'tzmisus l'chalutin means it's permanent. Davar acher l'tzmisus l'rabusus matana. The l'tzmisus comes to tell me that the same would be true if you gave the field as matana. My time, tzamis tzmisus. We can make two drashas because it says tzamis and then tzmisus in the plural. So amru rabban kamed rav papa kemant alok rameir. We're assuming not like rameir. Dik rameir ham matana ain't a kamecher. Rameir said matana is not like a mecher. That in terms of, and then matana would go back at yovel, not like a mecher. Amru rav papa filtein rameir shaini hacha to rabbi rachman l'tzmisus. No, we could even be saying like Rameir would hold that over here it's different, that even though normally Matana is not like a Mecher, in that Matana is in terms of being Chozer B'Yovel, that over here Rameir would agree that since it says L'tzmisus, it's permanent even by a Matana. Am Rabbanan Rav Papa, Ramila Rav Huna, Breda Rav Yishol Rav Papa, V'Hagabe Yovel D'Chsiv Toshuvu L'Rabbosus Matana, V'Rav Meir Lo Kamarbi. By Yovel, we say L'Rabos is Matana, and Rameir isn't Marbeit. El Havadid look Rameir. Say no chinami. We have to say like we originally thought that we're assuming not like Rameir. Rameir holds Mecher and Matana are different. Tana Rabbana Makdish Bayis Bati Arichoma is a goal of Gol Yolam. If you're Makdish a house in a Bati Arichoma, so you could Makdish, not selling now. If you Makdish it, you could be Gol forever. Golo Acher Miyad Hagdish. What if someone else is Gol from Hagdish? He gives Yom Shemas and Chodesh Vlo Nigal Hayichalut Lo. So if 12 months pass and the original owner was not goel it, then that guy gets to keep it. Minani mili, Amar Shmuel, da Amar Kra, lekona osav, afil miyad hegdish. Someone who buys it gets to keep it, even if he buys it from hegdish. V'lichletei hegdish, doesn't hegdish get to keep it? Amar Kra, meaning if I'm makdish, why doesn't hegdish get to keep it if I don't redeem it within 12 months? Amar Kra, ledorosav, yatsa hegdish ein ledoros. It has to be someone who's going to go on ledorosav to his children. Hegdish doesn't have any children. Lo yatsa biyova lamali. What do I need the pasuk to then tell me Loyatz Biyovel already told me that it's Litzmisus, it's forever in the possession of the Lokeach. So Rav Safra Litzchel Lemocher Bayis Bati Yerchamu Pagabo Yovel B'tok Shnaso. What if Yovel hits during that year? So Salka Dayt Chamina Lepuk Biyovel. I might have thought that Yovel at that point should make it go back because he did not yet have the permanent Kinyan on it. The year hasn't passed. Kamash Malan Loyatz Biyovel. That's why he comes to tell me that it's not Yotz Biyovel. Okay, we'll pick up from the Mishnah Bez Hashem tomorrow.